Yes, our last show of the year.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Did the last, the podcast last night.
Oh, man, it's a week of lasts. It's Tatum's last days of being two. Now she's three.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, coming in hot.
Please welcome.
Let's do this.
Tate Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
We're back, Steve.
Yes, we are. For 1 week. And for 1 week only.
For 1 week. And then we're gone.
I know. We are like so like, it's the bipolar podcast.
It is.
Sometimes we're on, sometimes we're tragically off.
Well, I did the Last Me podcast last night.
Nice.
New episode out.
Nice.
Yeah, this will be the last mega cast. And then you guys are off next week. I think the men's room, our last show is Wednesday.
Our last show is Thursday this week.
So Dave, you got Friday too?
I know. I didn't realize that until recently.
You SOB.
But I'm nervous. My wife is like, oh, you're Friday? Because she's doing a little bit like, not her usual, like we used to have our slumber parties. They do like that full day shopping adventure and they get a hotel. They're doing a shortened version of that this Friday.
All right.
Where they're going to go shopping all day, but still come home in time for dinner.
Okay.
And she's like, maybe I'll just leave Tatum home with you. And I was like, I got to go to work. Like, of course I would say yes. I mean, but I was like, you're going to leave early in the morning. I'm not going to be able to go to the gym. I'm not going to be able to go do anything by myself. It's just like, okay, all of a sudden my Friday off has become extremely on.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know for sure, but like, you know, pray to the daddy gods out there that I'm sure she'll end up taking Tatum to go shopping. But if not, obviously I'll have fun. It's just...
Oh, Tatum's going to be with you all day Friday.
If I'm
Sid, sorry. There's no chance I'm taking a three-year-old shopping all day.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like... I could tell you, and obviously everyone who's listening to the podcast, that I'm like, but of course, like if she says, hey, I'm leaving Tatum home, the last thing I'm going to be is like, wait a second. You want me to be the father to our child?
Right. You're stuck. That's what I'm saying. Dude, you know how this plays. And honestly, I don't blame your wife on this one either.
No,
I'd be like, screw that. He's off. I want to go shopping with my family and have some fun.
Yeah. I don't blame her. Like anytime I'm off, she's like, oh, I don't have to take Tatum to the gym because they have a little play area or she'll just, you know. And I never once would be like, wait a second. I have the day off. You still take Tatum to the gym with you. Like, no, of course not. I'll complain about it to my friends. But at the end of the day, of course, like, no, I would never want to be like, I wouldn't even give her a glimmer of guilt. This proves that she never listens to this podcast because otherwise she would feel a little guilt. Or more, she would feel like, go F yourself.
The lesson learned here, you should have told her you're off on Friday.
I know. I thought that too. I was like, oh, I should just say I got to go to work.
Yeah.
It's way less stressful getting up at 3 in the morning and then driving to Seattle, sitting here uncomfortably, and then go to the gym.
You could go to the gym. You could have come over to my house and racked out on the couch for a while.
That would be even better. Show up to your house with a bottle of Pink Whitney at 3 in the morning. Ted?
Well, I mean, I could drink with you. I still have to work.
Oh, I didn't say I was sharing it.
Oh, that'd be pretty funny. Steve, dude, if I got up at like 8 and you're just out on the couch just hammered, first of all, that would be very out of like place for you.
It's so out of place.
But that would be so funny. Like, I can imagine too, like, what, Steve? Dude, you should get up. We should go get breakfast.
Like, I got to work today, Steve. Yeah.
Take one shot. Like, all right, I'll do one shot with you. You leave me alone. Get out of the bathroom. Ted, shower.
Ted, you're good until noon. Famous last words. Next you know, drinking absinthe at a strip club.
Oh, God.
Not that that's ever happened to you and I.
No. You know, I had an absinthe adventure a couple weeks ago.
You drank absinthe again?
Well, somebody got me a nice bottle, so I had like half of it left.
Was it the Green Fairy?
No. So I forget the name of it. But I was going to a party, and I showed up early, and I was like, I'll bring some absinthe. Like, people like absinthe.
Do they?
Oh, Steve, I mean, I stole somebody's jacket when I left the party because it looked like one of my jackets. Dude, I didn't even wear a jacket to the party.
Yes, everything's a good idea when you're drunk on absinthe.
Yes.
That's what I've always said.
Yeah, I was like, that was definitely the next. When I told this story on the podcast, but like they're texting me and I'm like, I wouldn't steal a jacket. And he's like, here's a picture of you leaving in the jacket.
Exhibit A.
And then finally I looked around. I called the Uber driver twice. And he's like, there is no jacket in my trunk. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, where is this jacket? Then finally it dawns on me that it looks just like my jacket. There's two of them sitting there.
So the person got their jacket back, thankfully.
Yeah, yeah. I had to run it over to him Monday morning.
I feel like we've had this conversation multiple times. Oh,
but you know, drunk me, I was just like, because my backpack was in the room with the jackets. So I was just like, oh, damn, this is my jacket.
Yeah, not even thinking. I didn't show up with a jacket. We still got to figure out a way to get our hands on that green fairy.
Well, you don't have to anymore.
I know, but that was the absent that you had on that same level of I'll make bad decisions, but they'll be fun while I make them kind of a.
Well, now it's because I mean, the absinthe you could buy now, it used to be it was only legal in the Czech Republic.
Right.
But now
like it's
legal
got watered down. Or has it not?
It depends on the brand you get.
Okay.
So you can buy cheaper versions, but like there's still some very good bottles that you can get here that have the wormwood in them.
Okay, that's good to
also,
know.
Also, our absinthe adventure isn't quite fair. I mean,
there was other stuff.
People
involved.
Drugged us. We didn't even know where to this day. Like somebody asked me the other day, when's the first time you did drugs? And I want to be like, I didn't know what I was taking, but it might have been that day.
Here. What is it? Take it. All right. Yeah, we got drugged.
Yeah, definitely.
There's no doubt about it. And to this day, we never found out what we took.
No.
No.
I mean, it sounds ridiculous.
You're absolutely right. That was a whole different level. I guess that it was more than just the wormwood.
Yeah. That's what Steve, we could go to the Czech Republic and buy this and drink it from the tap where they make it. Yes. It's never going to equal the way we felt that day.
Right.
Because we were getting drugged without knowing it.
We were drugged at Rick's strip club.
Yeah. I'm a little tired. Take this one. What's this?
Take it.
Yeah, like, all right. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, never be around a tackle box full of drugs when you're already drunk on absinthe.
Correct.
Yeah, it was not a good decision.
No, I mean, it was fun.
Oh, I had the time of our lives. Neither one of us was driving.
Yeah, and don't answer people's cell phones when you're in a strip club at noon.
Especially when work is calling. I don't know if you answered the call. I think you made the call.
No. I answered his phone from his wife.
Oh, that's right.
And then I just freaked out. God. I was like, dude, it's 1:15. I got to get to work.
And then you called to tell everyone that you weren't going to make it in because you were too drunk.
But we went back.
We still went back. We wreaked havoc.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in any other business, we would have been fired on the spot.
Yeah.
Instead?
Well, and that was a long time ago.
It was.
If that happened today, they'd fire us.
I wonder.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we'd get in a lot more. We wouldn't go down that road again.
No.
But B, we're responsible men. You know, we're men in our 40s. I have a kid. You know,
here's the difference, right? Because I think I was still in my 20s, right?
Yeah.
So you're probably what?
Early 30s.
Early 30s.
If not late 20s.
Correct.
Yeah.
So nowadays, the difference is like we still have, but like, I plan my S out.
Yes.
Whereas that was just like a screw it.
That was
let's go for it.
It was kind of impromptu.
It was.
Yeah.
Right?
It ended up just like, yeah, I'm crashing with you.
I just remember, right. I just remember the famous last words I really remember was like, I don't even remember why did you guys have me in? It's not like I show up to work that early, but you guys were like, come in and drink absinthe. And I remember drinking some. And during a commercial break, BJ was like, it's fine. Like, you can get hammered. Like, it's fine. Like, yeah. I got you. And I was like, all right.
I don't remember. I think we just said, hey, come on in, including the other guy where he called in because he heard us talking about it. I'm like, come on by. And
yeah.
So it all started rather innocently. We were just going to get drunk on absinthe on the air and call it a day.
Right. Because remember, like, it had been a couple weeks before that. I lost a bet and was on the morning show with you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Those were the days.
It is insanity. So anyhow, yeah, but absinthe still gets you drunk and you end up stealing jackets.
Still have a good time.
Also, when I returned the jacket to my friend Tara, I had to make sure I was wearing my jacket. She goes, okay, I get where you're coming from now. They do look a lot alike.
That's funny that you went with the evidence.
Correct. Yeah, I was trying to prove my point.
Yeah, likely story that you have a jacket just like this. You just got busted.
Right?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'd start the TED Talk thing, but for some reason, our computer is acting funky.
Let's see. Oh, I like the way you said that.
Funky.
Funky.
Funky. Funky monkey.
Everybody get funky now.
Funk, funk, funk. Funk it up. What is going on?
Who cares?
Who cares? Oh, here we go. Wait. Act like none of this happened.
Okay.
TED Talks. Starring B-Tex Smith.
Man, that was a smooth transition for a change.
Man, we are professionals.
All right. TED Talk. Christmas is around the corner. As always, I mention this on every podcast I'm on. I will mention it on the men's room. Have fun. Enjoy the holiday season. use an Uber, use a cab. Somebody's got to be the DD. It's the holiday season. You don't want anybody getting hurt. And holiday parties tend to have a little more drinking, yep, and a little more cookie eating than, mm-hmm, than normal.
Oh, I know. We have our holiday party today in the middle of the day, and I think everyone's getting just wasted.
Well,
maybe not.
This is like food.
Yeah.
You would know, Steve, because you didn't go to the office holiday party.
Well, maybe if they didn't do it on a Monday night.
Hey, look, I feel your pain, but I had to. I showed up, and then nobody was there.
You live in Seattle.
I still didn't want to go. It's a Monday.
It's a Monday night in the middle of rush hour, having it in Seattle when I live in Puyallup and get up at 3 a.m.
I just was
with
shocked.
A child.
Nobody from your show showed up.
No, because you know what the problem is. I have to take the hit. Everybody thought I was going. Because oh. I had every intention of going up until the day before. I was like, oh, yeah, man, I'll go. So everyone's like, oh, I feel better. At least someone from our show is going to be there to represent. And then I ended up not going. And I never put the responsibility on old Steve-O.
Old Steve-O.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just, you know how it is. I'm telling people, like, you know what I mean? Like, number one, getting pulled over for DUI is terrible. But
yeah,
you would hate to hurt yourself or hurt somebody else.
I couldn't live with myself.
Right, you got to sleep on a floor, whatever. Just do it. It's the holiday season. People are having fun. Be careful. Number two, it's also the holiday season. Go ahead and get yourself a cookie. Ordered some cookies last night, getting sent to my house. I'm pretty fired up.
Yes.
Other than that, like, just, I don't know, if you got some time off, enjoy it. If you don't, but, like, you know, on Christmas, I know some people don't have people, can be kind of sad and, you know, a little bit down. But, you know, I don't know. Just do something simple for yourself. Go to the Safeway. Go to the QFC. Get something you like to eat. Cook it for dinner.
Treat yourself.
Have some fun.
We got to shout out then our fine friend Smash the Ghost on Twitter.
Ashley, right?
Yes.
Yep. She made us cook us.
Cook us. Krampus and cook us.
Well, I'm German now, Steve.
Yes, that's very true.
Because he's cook us.
But yeah, she made us all cookies, including vegan ones from myself and my, which was beyond thoughtful. And thank you very much. My wife, she did her annual cookie baking thing with the family and came home with cookies. You're right, man. And then there's dumb Steve over here that's been doing this fitness program, right, with this guy.
You look good.
Thank you. I'm trying, man.
Yeah.
Middle of bulking, which has been fine during the holidays. But we start our cutting next Monday.
Ooh.
Yes.
The week of Christmas.
Why did I agree to that?
What are you trying to get to?
I don't know.
All right. Just said you see how far you can push it?
There's I just want to get to... I just want to see, I mean, there's certain body types I see. I'm like, because my wife even asked that. She's like, well, how big are you trying to get? I'm like, not much bigger, but definitely, like, I want a bigger chest than my gut. That's really the goal. It's just that my gut isn't as the same size as my chest, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean, I think your chest is bigger already.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, getting there. It's getting there. Yeah. I'm starting to start, after doing it with this guy for several months, I'm starting to finally, like, see... Okay, like the last photos that I sent him, he was even jacked. He was like, dude, there is a noticeable difference and you're killing it and blah, 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 blah. He's like, let's just keep bulking for a little bit longer and then let's switch to the cut. And I was like, I never thought I was going to go cutting. Like, this is exciting. And then I was like, that's perfect. All right, I can't wait. I'm kind of fired up and excited to see what kind of like body changes will happen from that. Like, it's kind of gets me, those things I kind of nerd out about. But then I looked at the calendar and I'm like, that's the week of Christmas.
So what can you have when you're cutting?
I don't know yet. Less calories, that's for sure. I'd imagine like probably less carbs. And I mean, I won't be probably like having a ridiculous amount of protein that I've been doing right now. Like, I feel like I'm constantly just shoving my face with protein. He hasn't mapped that out yet. That's going to be the next check-in, which is next week. So I don't think maybe I don't start Christmas. I start the week after.
What is your main source of protein since you don't eat meat?
Boca burgers, tofu, protein powder, different like field roast type sausages. And Boca burgers are the best because they have the most amount of, according to him, they're the cleanest and they have the most amount of protein per patty.
No but kidding. The originals.
Yes. And actually, I was like, Boca burgers? Those are trash because I haven't had them in forever because it's like, there's Impossible Burgers, there's Beyond Meat, there's Awesome Burgers, there's Dr. Prager's, there's all these other ones. And he's like, no. Boca burgers are where it's at. And I tried one. I'm like, these are so much better than they used to be. They're actually really good.
Yeah.
So I've been going. Dude, there are some days, though. On one day, I had 6 Boca burgers.
All right.
Because I'm having 2 at a time. And it was like a day for wrestling where I didn't have time to like eat at home. So I had like free prep. And I was like, I just ate 6 Boca burgers in one day. Like, that seems ridiculous.
Seems kind of fun.
It was kind of fun.
Can you use mustard or anything?
Oh, yeah. All right. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Oh, no kidding.
On that, they got the sugar-free one, so it's a little less crazy.
All right.
It's not bad.
Actually, I mean, Sweet Baby Ray's, they're doing everything correct. Their honey mustard is phenomenal.
I love Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. Like, to me, that's like...
Oh, it's not... I mean, it's there's always Sweet Baby Ray's in my fridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Sweet Baby Ray's.
She gets some Old Bay hot sauce, too.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I like what you're talking about. So, yeah, a lot of, like, the plant-based stuff.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, man. It's kind of crazy.
So, for Christmas, you're going to have zero cookies, and I'm over here telling people, enjoy yourself.
It starts December 26th.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Christmas Day, you can have a little leeway.
Oh, dude, I'm not going to feel guilty whatsoever. I'm not, like I said, I have hopes and goals of how I like to see where my body's at, but I'm also not going to be, like, mad at myself if I all of a sudden had three cookies on Christmas Day or some pie. You know what I mean? Like, that's one day is not going to ruin this entire adventure that I've been on for my fitness.
Right.
But yeah, I know. It's just of all timing, it's right around the holidays. I'm like, oh yeah, sounds like a great idea to cut. Who timed that out right? Well, because my hope is, I don't know if it's happening, but I wanted to make sure, like, I started this, especially going hardcore into it when I heard that there's a chance that maybe I could be a part of All Elite Wrestling when they come to town.
All right.
One of their dark matches. I don't think that's going to happen. I have no idea how this thing works. All
right, so that's the goal.
But I was like, you know what? If I'm going to be on there, I want to look the best version of me. I'm not going to look like, you know, insert, like, yoked wrestler, of course. But, like, I want to look the best version of me so I'm not going into it looking like I'm a frumpy mess. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, let me just aim for that. And that's early January. So it all times out. Like, I mean, even if it started today, I'd be like, I feel better than I ever have as far as like how I look at myself. It's still like that weird body dysmorphia crap. But I want to look, I don't think it's going to happen, but at least it was fun to have a goal.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, that's why I was just asking
Tony
earlier.
Khan and be like, damn it, Steve should be on All Elite Wrestling.
Well, you're talking about bulking and cutting. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You don't do body comps.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, what is the goal here?
Yeah, my bad. Sorry. Yeah, that's the goal.
All right. That makes more sense.
It's really like for however long I do this wrestling thing, I want to look my best.
All right.
And it's probably maybe a year. I don't even know if it'll go that long. But I'm thinking right around a year is what I have left to do in wrestling. Could be way less than that. Like, honestly, if I did the All Elite Wrestling thing, that might have been like kind of like one of my curtain calls. Like, that it ain't going to get better than that. Like, that's a moment.
And besides, like, whether you want to stop wrestling or not, like, that kid's just going to be so busy.
Yes. So I want to look. Also, when she becomes a little bit older, Dad wants to look a little tougher for when she's bringing home whoever it is to come hang out and meet Dad. I know I got several years for that, but, you know, I want to be scary. I want to be all just roided out, being dead. Like, you want to hang out with my daughter?
Just buy a gun.
It's actually a lot cheaper. A lot less energy. Or just walk around with a chair or a kendo stick. Be like, I used to be a wrestler, brother. You want to watch some of my matches? I don't know why all of a sudden I sound like Hulk Hogan from the South. Speaking of wrestling, I did have a pretty awesome my gun.
I had Tatum's got a date. Like, oh, you need the gun?
It's a super soaker.
Right. There's can you imagine me just here. Walking in here with my safe? Like, what is that on Steve's desk? Like, not a gun safe. Obviously, I'm kidding. I wouldn't be that ridiculous.
Oh, he's carrying right now. He's got a holster. He's wearing his cowboy boots.
Hey, partner.
Yeah.
If you hear me say partner, you know I'm strapped.
You know. Dude, it's always, I know it's like not a big deal to some, but I still get weirded out when I'm at like a grocery store or like a gas station. A dude walks in and he's got like a weapon.
Oh, like
on.
Open carry?
Yes.
I'm with you. I have never, like, I remember when we first moved here going to a Outback Steakhouse and it was like no firearms in the bar area. Yes. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because like where I grew up, like, guns are much stricter. Like,
no.
You know what I mean? It was like a big deal.
No,
like,
if you were carrying a gun, you were hiding it.
Right, like in Manhattan, like you can't have a gun.
Right.
Yeah.
So the time I remember being in Puyallup, and I've seen it more often, not a lot, but enough to, like, now it's not a big deal. But the first few times, I was like, you know, I don't really need these gummy bears. I'm just going to get out of this gas station and get the F away from this. Because I'm like, why does a guy have a gun in here?
I know. It's like that famous picture of the dude at the subway, and he's all, like, strapped up with, like,
yes.
three guns. It's
yes.
Like, all right. I guess he wants the danger witch.
It's the unlimited sandwich.
Oh, only unlimited is the amount of L's that dude's taken this year.
10 in a row, baby.
Jesus.
Before we get to the wide world of sports, we were talking about wrestling. I had a moment in my last match at SOS Pro Wrestling that I have to play the audio for you because it's like, at first when it happened, I was like, yeah, I'm never letting my wife hear this. Because it was like, I went down a weird road.
All right.
So, but then even like a couple of the guys that were wrestling, they were like, we were watching, the fans are chanting F. Steve Miggs at me.
All right.
Because that's what they do at SOS Wrestling. And it was like deafening loud at one point.
I've done it to you.
Oh, it's
at SOS.
Oh, dude, in Tacoma.
Like me and Hamill and Barnes were all like, yeah, F. Steve Miggs.
I was like,
and Keith.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm coming out. And I'm like, crowd's chanting it. I have to cut a promo before my match because the guy I was supposed to wrestle wasn't. So I had to set up everything for this upcoming. So, you know, you don't factor in those moments when people are chanting stuff, distracting you. But I was like, you know what? I was like, at one moment, I'm like, I'm going to count to three. You're all going to give me the standing ovation that I deserve. And
all right.
Count to three. Of course, the entire room starts booing me. And then they start chanting. And then there comes this moment that I instantly thought, my wife ever heard this, she would not be happy. So why not play it on the MegaCast?
Do it.
For you to enjoy, Ted. So now they're booing me.
Oh, that's cool. I know you all want to f*** me, but I'm happily married, and my wife is way hotter than any of you out here tonight.
I mean, that's not really a shot at the audience. Your wife is pretty hot.
And then it gets a little weirder, though.
Right.
This is the part... I told my wife about that
part. I was like, I think she'd like that.
She thought it was entertaining. Of course, minus the F word.
All right.
This is the part where Steve got a little weird.
And she's the one that gets to go to bed at night saying that she fucks Steve Miggs, not any of you.
He's got a point.
You know I'm right.
I love it.
It's, you put on the feather coat. You put on the aviators. You got the title. The music, the sparkles, the LED lights. I turn into a different human being, Ted.
God damn, it looks so much fun when you're just insulting people.
It's the best.
Like, look, I don't know enough about wrestling, so and obviously, like, it's not like you guys just throw this stuff together, so I couldn't. But it would be fun one night if I could be, like...
on the mic?
Well, just, what do you call those guys?
A manager?
Yeah.
A mouthpiece?
Right.
The advocate? Ted Smith.
Yeah, I mean, I would be... Everything I wanted to say to people, like, oh, I'm going to get it out now.
It's cathartic, man. Especially when, like, you know, we work in entertainment where you have to kill them with kindness.
Yeah, you can't say anything back.
In wrestling, someone starts cursing you out, some guy's like, I'll kick your ass. I'm like, and I yelled it back, and I'm like, go get trained, and then you can be in the ring next to me. And, like, just stupid stuff. But that was the moment I said that. And even in the video, eventually it'll be up on YouTube, the match against me versus the bird. And you see me, I just start laughing because I'm like, what am I even doing? I'm a grown man.
And you know it.
And you know it.
That's the best.
That's the best part. Here we go.
He's got a point.
You know I'm right.
And you know I'm right.
Yeah.
That's right. Suck it.
Nice intro. Suck it. Sports.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
Got a point.
You know I'm right.
All right, let's see. We'll start with the Kraken. They were on fire.
Ooh.
Heading to the East Coast. They've taken a couple L's. It was a bad one last night. But
it was a rough one.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're the hockey authority here. I feel like maybe that's just the end of a road trip. It's like, that is the end of the road trip, right? Because they're back here. No, they got one more.
Carolina tomorrow. On Thursday night, they're playing the Hurricanes in Carolina.
And they're back
here
Sunday.
Back. And I mean, dude, Tampa's a good team.
Tampa's, yeah.
And they won a couple games recently. That they're a good team. But man, that was a bad game.
Did you see Ovechkin got his 800th goal last night?
I did.
With a hat trick.
Freaking guy, man. I hope he breaks Gretzky's record.
I will say, that goal that he got 800 on, like, it looks so nonchalant for him, but that puck is bouncing. That's very easy for him to do. And I saw him do it and I was like, oh, that's an easy goal. But I'm like, man, that puck is bouncing.
Yeah.
That's moving so fast. Like, he makes it look easy. I bet people whiff on that all the time, even pros.
Even without, like, if someone had no skates, I mean, because then you're factoring your aunt's skates. There's a billion things going on at that time, and to have that focus is just, it's bonkers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was almost like he just caught it and kind of threw it in there.
Yeah, man, that was cool.
Yeah.
He's so good. Even at this age, like, he's, I mean, he's obviously slowed down from when he was at his prime, but I would take Ovechkin at this age than most other players. It's like him and Stamkos with Tampa Bay. Stamkos still, like, playing great.
Well, and remember Lemieux, like, played for, or not Lemieux, because he ended up getting sick, but...
he had cancer, but then came back.
That came back.
Yeah.
And then who was the other guy that played forever?
Gordie Howe.
Right, so I'm just like, I feel like you could see this year in the NFL. Like, we saw it with Peyton Manning. Like, sometimes NFL quarterbacks hit a certain age, and they just fall off. But it seems like hockey players can grind it. If you're that good, you can grind it out for a while.
Yeah, some of those guys, I mean, you have to put in the work.
Jágr, that's what I'm thinking
of. Jaromir Jágr, still doing it.
Right,
not in the NHL, but he's doing it in a pro league, and I think he's doing it mainly because the team is like, if he stops playing, that team is not going to make enough money to survive. Like, he's doing it in a way to keep that team alive.
Yeah, so right, I'm with you. Like, Ovechkin, like, he's obviously not what he was, but he's still super good. I mean, he had a freaking hat trick last night to get 800 goals, and that's, like, somebody else, it's not my line, but they're like, that's such an Ovechkin thing.
Yeah.
Of course he had a hat trick to get to get 800.
That's a pretty awesome moment. Oh, man, I will lose it when he finally, because I thought that was one of the records that would never be touched with Wayne Gretzky's, you know, goals. I mean, it's just, I just didn't think, like, the way that the league is now, the talent, the how hard it is, the goaltending, that just seemed like an impossible, and because goal scoring was a lot higher back in those days.
Yeah.
And the fact that Ovechkin's doing that during this era is really a testament to how talented that dude is.
So, Steve's said a lot of smart stuff there. He's a hockey guy.
Thank you.
Now let's get into Steve's other sports. We taped something today. He couldn't even say Pulisic. He's probably the best soccer player the American team has, plays for Chelsea, maybe the greatest American player ever.
Don't even know who this guy is.
Right. He doesn't care.
I failed you.
Christian Pulisic.
Pulisic.
Could you hear the disdain in my voice from the other studio?
To put it in perspective, we are a station full of broken toys, where certain people cannot pronounce certain words.
Correct.
Ted being one of them, myself being another, Danny being one. I think everybody at some point, maybe not BJ, because he's Mr. Pro's Pro when it comes to how he pronounces stuff, but for the most part... Even him, actually, come to think of it, he said, like, he was saying...
Well, we're busy being funny.
Yeah, we're just goofs. Look, in order to be this talented, you have to sacrifice professionalism.
Correct.
I say Pulisic or Pulisic. I don't even know how I said it. And the entire room groans. And I still didn't even, up until this moment, I didn't even know what that word meant, other than you going, clearly Steve's not a soccer fan. Like, you totally, like... highbrowed me, and I'm like, okay, is that a soccer term? I still didn't even know what that meant. I'm like, am I missing something? I was like, oh, I'm sure he'll bring it up. And here, okay, so it's a player.
Correct.
I had no idea.
Did you watch any of the World Cup?
Zero.
Okay, so he is.
I watch American football, Ted.
I don't.
None of this BS football.
I started calling it tackle football.
Yeah. I watch a bunch of dudes dive all day. No, I'm kidding.
So Christian Pulisic, he's one of the best Americans to ever play overseas. He plays at Chelsea. Mm-hmm. They might transfer to another club, right? It's just very rare for an American goal scorer to play for a club that big in the Premier League. So then he also had a huge goal that got us into the knockout stage, the round of 16.
Was he the guy that then got hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about him.
Yeah, Christian Pulisic. That's, he's from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
See, I thought maybe it was spelled with an A.
So it's just funny because, right, me and Danny were like, come on, dude. Like, what are you doing?
And we ran through this script. It's for our holiday Christmas play that'll be coming on KSW's airwaves at some point.
Yeah.
We ran through it twice, and I screwed it up twice, both times twice. And also, I was a Cuisinart.
Cuisinart, yeah.
I kept going Cuisinart. Cuisinart?
I just know it's kitchen stuff.
Yeah, I don't know it. Oh.
So then the other thing I want to give you crap about,
uh-oh,
and I'm not happy that it happened, but there's no way the Seahawks are getting 12 wins this season.
You know what? F all of you. Because at one point, people started to wonder if maybe I wasn't crazy. There was a brief period when they were like 6-3, and then people were talking like, you know what? Looking at the schedule... There's a good chance they could go 12-5 or 11-6. I didn't factor in that they were going to stink against the stupid Panthers.
Well, so this is... talked about this. I thought they'd get, I didn't think they'd get over 6 wins this year.
Right.
So it's already, you're in the plus for my angle.
You're in the minus for me, Ted.
But also, it's just such a weird year in the NFL.
Insane.
Like, okay, so we can beat the Giants at home, but we can't beat the terrible Falcons, the terrible Panthers. Like, we just can't beat the NFC, or the NFC South, or whatever they call it.
We figured out how to stop the, yeah, they're 0-4.
Right, I went to Germany, and Tom Brady looked like Tom Brady playing against us, but then we beat teams we shouldn't have beaten.
Right.
Like, the NFL is just weird this year. Scoring's way down, and then we can't stop the run to save our lives.
But we stopped the run against one of the best runners in the entire league with Barkley, Saquon Barkley.
Correct.
And now all of a sudden, we can't stop anyone.
I know.
It's so infuriating. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad.
When they were down 17-0 to Carolina, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And they still almost made something out of it.
Correct. Well, that's like, I go back and forth with Mike. He's like, well, they're still fun to watch. And I'm like, the games are close, but just as a football kind of psycho, I'm like, or nerd, I'm like, watching your defense just get manhandled.
It's infuriating.
And our old buddy, Luke Wilson.
Yep.
Like, I saw him, because he does, what's it, TSN up in Canada.
He does, like, Sports Center for Canada, yeah.
Correct. I love that dude, Jay, too.
Yes.
But they were asking him about the run, and he was like, look, he's like, when you just ram it down the throat, he goes, it's demoralizing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to give up points, but when these other teams are just having a day, just ramming it down our throat, it's like, God,
especially
have some pride.
That Raiders game is the one that will forever stick in my backside.
That was a bad loss. Well, and that was a win you should have had.
Yep.
Right? When they lost that one, it's like, all right, it's a wrap.
See, I mean, that's the thing. This could have been a 12-5 team if they would have won the games that they lost.
Well, Steve, I mean, any team could be 12-5, right? If they won more games than they lost. And that's like saying, hey, at the end of the day, we just got to score more points. Like, well, yeah.
Yes, if they would have put in more points than those teams that I thought they were going to beat, they would be a 12-5 team. Now, it's a quest for 11-6, baby. You beat the Niners tomorrow. You beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, we got the Niners tomorrow night on national TV. And then on my birthday, on Christmas Eve, 10 a.m., we got the Chiefs in Kansas City.
And then, I mean, then the other two games that should have been gimmies, I mean, the Jets.
Jets look good right now.
Right now, I was banking, dude, when I made these predictions, I was banking on Zach Wilson as their quarterback. That this is not fair to my predictions.
Yeah.
And then freaking the Rams. I mean, yeah, we beat them just recently, but now they got Baker Mayfield.
It's crazy. It is. It's insane. And the year, this has just been a very odd year in the NFL. Like, Philly is obviously that good. I have faith in Kansas City and Buffalo, and I guess the Cowboys, but like, I don't know. Like, if you asked me to bet $100 on one specific, I would be like, no, I don't trust anybody this year in the NFL.
This year,
it's
like,
strange.
Legit, you make the playoffs, you might be winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, somebody might.
And it's the Seahawks.
By the way, do you know what bowl game Maryland's playing in this year?
The Toilet Bowl? I don't know.
The Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl.
I was close.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. I just think it's awesome they're in a bowl game sponsored by a mayonnaise.
That is amazing. It's not even like the Ace of Mayo.
Well,
Hellman's or Best Foods.
So I never heard of Duke's. Me Miles either. Would always talk about it. Apparently, it's massive in the South. And like, have you not seen that? Like, just Google Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl, and there should be a GIF of a dude in the stands eating like a giant, like, gallon thing of mayonnaise.
Oh man, Duke's Mayo Bowl. Let's see. Images.
Or like videos, like, guy eats mayonnaise. Do you see him?
Okay. Wow.
Now, here's the thing. They don't
pour the mayo thing, like a Gatorade bottle, over someone's head, too.
So they don't.
Oh.
But they should. Because at the Cheez-It Bowl, when they dump the Gatorade thing, it's full of Cheez-Its. So I want them to fill one up with mayonnaise and dump it on somebody.
Make it look like an adult film.
Yeah, I want to see it dumped on Coach Loxley.
Yes.
Dump
in.
Cover him in that mayonnaise.
Hey, I did have, you'll be proud of me, you know, because you're giving me a hard time about soccer.
All right.
But I just recently discovered a show that I know you're a big fan of, because my daughter needed to watch, she's obsessed with Charlie Brown. So we had to watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. We had to watch
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Christmas, but here's the issue. They're no longer available on free TV.
No, they're on Apple.
You need Apple TV. So now we're subscribing to a service that I refuse to subscribe to because I just don't need another subscription. But we have it. So now we're watching a lot of Snoopy shows on that. But I was like,
hey, Steve.
Yes.
Want to mess around when I'm asleep? Maybe show up in your dreams?
Little Ted Lasso action?
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Yes, baby.
Hey, don't limit your challenges. Challenge your limits.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. The Seahawks, they need to listen too. Ted Lasso.
You know what the happiest animal on earth is?
Oh, yeah.
Goldfish. You know why?
No.
Got a 10-second memory. Be a goldfish, Sam.
Be a goldfish. The Seahawks need to be goldfish.
That was Coach Beard last year for Halloween.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I won.
Now, we're only 5 episodes in.
All right.
So now we're starting to...
you're good.
Now we're starting to understand, like, now we're getting into a little bit deeper of a character of Ted Lasso.
So that's the only problem. That show is super funny and this and that, but it will tug at your heartstrings a bit.
It's starting to.
Yeah.
I like the show, man.
It's awesome.
I got emotional when his kid showed up.
Yeah.
And, you know, just now being a dad, I was kind of like, oh, man. Yeah, man. My wife doesn't like all the bad words, obviously, because she's not a bad word enthusiast like you and I. But she's really enjoying that show.
Well,
it's a good story.
It's England, so they use certain words that me and you just generally don't use, like the C word.
Yep, and wanker.
Yeah,
that
comes out a lot.
Yeah, I'm on the episode, spoiler alert. I'm on the episode right now where they finally won a game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's been pretty exciting.
Well, now you'll get all those believe signs and stuff.
Yes. That was, I knew that Ted Lasso was a good show, but now I understand why people freaking love that show. That is a really well-written show.
So I still have my AFC Richmond shirt or jacket. I mean, I don't know how far you want to take it at SOS, but you could bring that out and just be like, I believe you guys suck.
I'm in. All right. I think that's...
Yeah, that's it.
Anything? Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's.
Big win tomorrow.
I like your confidence. I do not feel confident.
Oh, my gosh, dude. This is going to be a beating, isn't it? That's going to be a tough game.
It's going to be tough, man, because the Niners, their defense is so good. They almost look better without Jimmy G.
Dude, this Purdy kid is pretty good.
Yeah. Also, I got to tell you real quick. You're talking about, like my Sunday was the opposite of yours, talking about going into cutting.
Yeah.
Mike comes over early, scrambled eggs, tater tots, turkey bacon. Delicious. Nice. Then we went to Costco, got turkey pinwheels, big old bag of chips, 36er beer. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
Oh, man. Those turkey pinwheels at Costco are just next level.
Dude,
better.
Yeah, dude. Their food is so good there.
I know. I talk about it all the time.
Pumpkin pie, I still argue, is like one of the best pumpkin pies.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
It is. I know. I almost bought one.
Yeah, you have to.
I was like, we should buy one. And we're like, no. We'll get a whole bundle of little mini chocolate chip cookies.
I mean, also a good pick.
Yeah, I've had turkey pinwheels from any store that sells them. The Costco ones, I don't know if it's like the cream cheese. There's putting something in there that just makes it better.
And they're not as soggy as like when you go to like a Fred Meyer, at least when I was
the little
eating,
four pack.
Yeah, like get the... I feel like it just got dipped in water.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, it doesn't feel fresh. Whereas the Costco ones, they always felt like very... I think it might be the cream cheese.
Maybe it is.
It's keeping all the moisture in.
Yeah, I had a couple left over. I had them Monday night.
Nice. All right, so we are not here next week.
Correct.
We are not here the following week.
Correct.
Next time we return, Steve's going to be looking cut.
Yep.
I have no idea how long this process takes. It's probably going to take a few months.
That'll be what, January 4th?
January 4th, we'll be back, yes.
Steve will be cut. I will be bloated.
Nice. Cut and bloated. I am
because New Year's Day is on Sunday, so everybody gets that Monday off, the 2nd. And I'm just like, there'll be college football on. I'll be sitting around eating leftovers.
Yep. And I'll just be enjoying myself a small portion of rice, tofu, and some broccoli.
Do you like the liquid aminos? Like the Braggs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I like soy sauce. That stuff's a good little add.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
And some Sweet Baby Ray's.
Get it.
Eat it. Cut and bloated.
Cut and bloated.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Whatever it is that you do. And most importantly, happy birthday.
Thank you, Steve.
You know what? You have not remembered my birthday for like 3 years.
I never do. I always text you a day late.
You're a day late? There have been times you've texted me a week late.
Was I 2 days late? I know.
I think this year you were close. You were close to it. This year you got a pass.
Well, mine's easy to remember. It's Christmas Eve.
Mine's not that hard to forget. It's on Facebook.
Right, but it was on the weekend, and I don't check Facebook on the weekends.
It's not always on the weekend.
What is it, October 3rd?
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
Oh, see?
Yeah, you don't remember it on October 3rd, but you sure as hell remember it on December 14th.
I'll set an effing reminder right now, honey.
You do it. It's about damn time. Happy birthday.
Thanks, dude.
I love you.
Love you too, man.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Not on the podcast. Ted and I are getting
just
wasted.
Just a personal life.
Yeah. Just know that next Wednesday, when you usually listen to our podcast, Ted and I are gone. It's our slumber party.
Right. And if you're in Belltown, we might run into you.
You never know.
Plus, that's my last day at work. I'm going to be so amped to be like, Steve, let's get it.
Apologies.
Let's get it on right now.
Apologies in advance to everybody.
I'm going to pay extra at Japanessa that somebody just feeds me tuna.
Yes. We're going to be like goldfish. I don't know what that means, but.
Oh, well, we are going to be goldfish because we won't remember. All right.
All right. Follow us on Twitter, even though we never check it.
Yeah.
@TheMegacast.